Citrus Research and Development Foundation Chief Operating Officer Harold Browning provides an update on expectations for federal approval of bactericides for use against HLB.
The time is moving forward, and the easiest thing to say is, as far as we know right now, we're still on schedule. The packets went from the Florida Department of Ag to EPA in early December, and our target was late February, early March, and so as far as we know, that's where we are. We've had a little bit of interaction from EPA asking for clarification on a couple of points, but it's moving along as we expect. The other thing is, of course, University of Florida IFAS is working on developing the background details that growers will need to specifically know how to use these products, and as the approval comes closer, that information will be brought out to the industry.
I don't think there's been any issue that's been of more importance in the minds of growers, one specific possible solution, do you?
Well, in the search for short-term solutions, we've done a lot on the psyllid side, and we, of course, have the tolerant rootstocks, but we really haven't had any new breakthroughs on trying to treat against the bacteria in these infected trees. Certainly, thermal therapy is having an effect and is scaling up, but these bactericides offer a lot of promise, and particularly maybe most effective on younger trees that are early in infection. So as people are contemplating replanting, getting past that 3 or 4 year period that you can protect the trees from psyllids, this may be a really important tool for them as well as some of the older blocks.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.